Okay, I'd like to call this conference committee to order. This is the conference committee for House File 2208. We do have a quorum. Members, we only have one item on the agenda today, and that is the retainage language that Senator Rarick, well, the Senate had in their bill. We've asked Senator Rarick to come in because he's been working with stakeholders and trying to get a little bit more cleanup on it so that it's ready for, hopefully ready for adoption. So with that, Senator Rarick, welcome to the conference committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. I want to begin by thanking both chairs for working with me and being so patient on this. I've been working with a number of groups, and we came up with our final little revisions to the language just this morning. And so I really appreciate also staff working with me and always being there ready to help me make changes requested. To begin with, this is retainage is something that I've been working on with these stakeholders for basically since I got into the legislature 4.5 years ago. We capped retainage at 5% a few years back, and we've continued to work on trying to get a trigger date set so that when people are done with their work, they would be able to be paid, but yet contractors who are not complete with their work, there would be provisions for the owner to be able to withhold money to incentivize them to come back and finish. You'll notice there are two sections to this. State Statute 15.72 deals with public contracting agencies, and State Statutes 337.10 deals with the private sector. Basically, we tried to make this mirror each other throughout. There's some little differences just because we're dealing with a public entity as compared to a private owner, but in essence, we're treating both the same as we go through, so I'll just go through and explain what we did. The important piece that was being looked for by subcontractors was a trigger date that retainage would be released so that contractors who were finished with their work would know when they would be able to receive their payment. I mean, ultimately, as we've talked with many groups, you know, a lot of people believe that maybe the ultimate right thing to do is when you are done and complete with your work, you should be able to be paid then. But many in the industry realize that that is not practical, and so we're working with how do we make it work for both sides. And what we came up with was substantial completion is defined in statute as when a building is usable by the owner for its intended purposes. And so we determined from that day, 60 days later would be the trigger date when retainage would have to be released. So at that point, 60 days after substantial completion, all retainage would be released, but the bill continues on to state that for any contractors who have work that is incomplete or any punch list items, so are insufficient work, that 250% of the cost to correct or complete the work would still be able to be withheld by the owner or the owner's agent. We also put a dollar figure to any paperwork that is required, whether that is, you know, any type of documentation, whether it's for a public entity where if you have IC-134s or documentation to prevailing wages, or on both, you know, any documents, you know, manuals, things that would need to be turned in. So we put that at a value of 1% of the contract or $500, whichever is larger. Those areas were things that we discussed for a long time. We originally had decided, my thought was 150% of the value of incomplete work. We listened to the owners and the agencies saying that that might not be enough. It can sometimes be difficult to get to a specific value. So we went to the 250% so you wouldn't have to get specific and would still be able to withhold an amount. So if you would say it was roughly $1,000 of work is left, you could withhold $2,500, and that would I believe, be incentive for them to come back or enough to bring in another contractor to complete the work. We defined final paperwork for clarification, and a number of things throughout along the way, just minor things that different groups brought forward hoping to clarify. I can answer specific questions if the committee has it. But working with the groups, like I said, we've come a long way, made our final few revisions just this morning. I think everyone is a little bit unhappy with the final result, but I think that's what we say we're looking for. You know, a lot of subcontractors wish they could get paid sooner, but they know that this is a trigger date for them. I know the agencies would still hope that I would change the definition of substantial completion. What we refer to that is in state statute right now is just a little bit different than what agencies currently have in their contracts. But with talking with subcontractors, the AGC and some others, we believe sticking with the language in state statute was what we wanted to do right now. I have committed to the agencies that if in a year or two that there are problems with that, I would revisit that. But I have also told everyone involved that if we can get this through, that would be the only thing that I would entertain to come back and look at with retainage. If we can get this through, this is what we're going to live with, and this is what the industry would need a number of years to put in place and implement and work out any little bugs. But I believe they would be able to do that. So I would be happy to answer any questions that the committee might have.
Do we have any questions for Senator Rarick? For Representative Mahoney.
I'm going to make a quick comment, and then I've got a question for Representative Rarick. I think he tried to give me a little credit for this bill. It all rests on his shoulder, and it's a good bill. I, early on, was hoping that I would never see another person that would utter the word retainage. You took a big mess and made something out of it, so I appreciate that. So don't be so generous with your claims. Now I forgot the question. Oh, I know. What's your estimate on how long before they come back? If Garofalo was here, we'd put some money on it, but...
Mr. Chair, Representative Mahoney, I have made it fairly clear to all involved that if we can get this through, we're not coming back with anything in the near future to address this. We're going to let the industry move forward with this and deal with this. I believe this answers the big questions. It gets everybody into a place where, like I said, it's maybe not exactly what they want, but it's something that I believe the entire industry can live with and manage.
Any other questions? Senator Rarick, I know you've also been working with school districts in particular. Can you talk about some of the changes and modifications you've made to accommodate them?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. The biggest issue that we dealt with school districts was they were concerned because their projects are usually over such a short window through the summer that some parts of the contracts are not completed when school starts, and so there will be contractors that are coming in over MEA or over Thanksgiving or even as far back as maybe Christmas, and some can even drag on later than that. And they were concerned that this would be requiring them to pay contractors before some of that work was completed. So we did put in a provision under I that nothing in the section requires payment for a portion of a contract that is not complete or which has not been invoiced. So I believe that, you know, makes it clear that if there is work on the contract that has not been completed, or if, I think it spells it out, if there's a contractor who has not submitted an invoice, maybe they've even done the work, but if they haven't submitted the invoice, the owner or the public contracting agency is not required to make payment for that. So, you know, I know another one, a piece that I had put in, it dealt with collateral. And there were some issues with owners and the banking industry on that, and so I removed that piece. Like I said, we've been working on it. I believe what's left are the things that the industry has said they can all work with, and we'll make work if it becomes law.
Thank you, Senator Rarick. Members, you have a copy of the A44 amendment as well as an engrossed, fully revised version of the bill with the A44 adopted. So, if as it would be engrossed with the A44 adopted. So, do I have a motion to adopt the A44 amendment?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Representative Mahoney moves the A44 amendment. Any discussion on the amendment? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Any other comments or questions to the bill? Okay, seeing none. Representative Mahoney.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to adopt the Senate language in Article 3, page R1, Section 1, lines 44.24 to 46.2. And on page R19, Section 5, lines 48.5 to 49.15, as amended by the A4 amendment. The A44 amendment. Let's go slow to make sure I got it right.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries. That's all the business we have for the committee today. Chair Mahoney, would you like to talk about tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Yes, everybody gets a day off from the official committee. I hope people that still have issues within the bill that they're working on can get a chance to sit down and talk through some of these things, see what is where we can find some agreement. So tomorrow we will not be having a hearing. What do we have left? A week or two? We need to see if we can move any of this. So want to go to breakfast?
Let's go to breakfast.
So,
okay.
Senator Pratt, I know how much all of us love to work on Saturday. What's your thoughts on Saturday?
Chair Mahoney, why don't we talk about that tomorrow? Right now we have a hearing scheduled on Saturday at the week. And we don't have a hearing scheduled. So it's watch your emails. I don't anticipate we'll have a hearing at this point unless something breaks. But I think we're all waiting for the governor, speaker, and majority leader to adopt joint targets. And so with that, we'll stand adjourned to the call of the chair. With that, thank you.